This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. We're talking now with the Amesbury High School football coach, Colin McQueen. And, Coach, it doesn't seem like it's been 12 months. How are you doing?
Doing great, Rick. Thanks for having me back.
It goes so fast, and I know that it's tough to you think you have a long preseason, but putting 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks of work together and playing the first game, you never know what you're going to get. So tell me a little bit about what your preseason expectations were, Coach, maybe some of the kids you had coming back, and how things shook out for that first game.
Yeah, I mean, preseason, it does, when you're in it, it feels like a grind, but every year it seems to go even faster. And, with this one, we're excited, obviously, to get going in this 2025 campaign. Plenty of guys returning. We got a pretty big senior class, and many of them are familiar names and faces that have been contributors, some of them even back to their sophomore year, and helped us on that run to Gillette. But, it's guys like Justin Doobie, who's now a 3-year starter under center for us, plays cornerback on the defensive side of things. Joe Puglio's back in the backfield as a junior, along with another junior, Connor Shaldoni, who's now an inside backer. He had a good night on Friday as well. We got Joe Celia back from injury as a senior, another great night on Friday, both in the defensive backfield and in the offensive backfield. Dylan Palin's one of our captains. Both Kirby and Peters at the tight end and outside backer positions are another two captains, both seniors. So, we get a lot of returning faces that we've seen before. And then obviously, some new guys, maybe just learning new positions, new guys to the offense and defense who are helping us out. It's an exciting group though. Really, really fun group to coach.
Well, you roll those names off like you knew them pretty well.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time with these guys over the 4 years they've been with us.
Apparently, yeah. That's a good thing to have. Now, Coach, tell me, I always have to ask about the guys up front, because I know that you probably have some new guys and some experienced guys. So who do you rely on up front?
We do. On the defensive side of the ball, we actually got a transfer student in. He just moved into town from Haverhill, Christian Iannolo. He looks awesome at the nose. He demands double teams, and when he gets off the ball, he's pretty tough to block. And then a couple of returning faces. We got Evan Murphy playing one of the defensive tackle positions. Probably a little undersized if you were to look at him. He looks like he could be maybe a stand up end or a outside backer maybe. And in a lot of programs he would, but we love him with the hand in the ground. He's tenacious and pursues to the ball exceptionally well. Stacy Peck is back again as a senior. Another guy rotating in, Van DiLorenzo. He's doing a great job. And his brother Gino as well in the defensive line. Those are the six guys. And Dylan Palin, sorry, I forgot him. Captain Palin also at the nose. Mm-hmm. Those six are in rotation at the three TNT positions, doing a real good job. And then on the offensive side of the ball, it's a lot of the same names.
Mm-hmm.
But we moved Gino just last week down to offensive tackle, just to strengthen us up a little bit in the O-line. He's doing a great job there. The guards, Braden Delisle, he's a returning starter, and Evan Murphy, both incredible athletes, multi-sport athletes, and they move much better than most linemen. So they help us do things the way that we do. And Dylan Palin snapping the ball for us. Ryan Houlihan, he kind of carried us at center through the preseason, battling injury a little bit, but he may be helping us out at the center position as well. And then Stacy Peck at the right tackle position. And as I mentioned before, we got those two returning starting seniors, both captains, Ollie Peters and Ethan Kirby at the tight end positions.
Excellent.
And they are what makes the offense go. You know that.
All right, Colin, if there's some aspect of the game when you're teaching high school kids, especially we have a lot of veterans, what aspect of the game may be ahead of other things that you still need to teach in terms of getting ready for this first game? In other words, what are you strong at coming out of the gate? And I'm not going to ask about the weaknesses, but what about the strengths?
Yeah, I would say the biggest strength of this group, and it probably comes from their experience, but I think they also just have an innate understanding of the game. Like their communication right now, especially like week one, you don't normally have that, And it took us maybe a quarter to kind of get our feet underneath us and start talking the way we need to at all position groups. But the way they communicate, you know, between each other and then to our coaches on the sideline in game about what's happening to them on the field, it allows us to make the adjustments that we need to make. And there's a level of maturity in this group that's really, really impressive to me. And it's as good as any group we think that we've had up until this point.
So that will allow you, I'm guessing, in terms of practices, that you can maybe get a little more sophisticated stuff in than ordinarily if you had all young kids?
Most certainly, yeah. Yeah, I think we're able to do a lot of different things, even things, you know, that we haven't necessarily practiced that show up on a game day, and we can make adjustments kind of on the fly because they speak the right language. You know, they're able to see things and understand what we're telling them in ways that only, you know, veterans with a lot of experience can.
All right, what did you learn about your team over the weekend, either during the game against Essex Tech or maybe when you looked at the tapes?
I would say it was a very pleasant surprise, but I think, you know, you never really know about toughness until it's tested. And I thought this group showed some great resolve. I mean, it was kind of tough sledding through that first quarter, but they didn't flinch. They stayed with the plan and made adjustments as needed, but they were tough and then defensively fast and physical. I thought we were even more aggressive than I expected. I knew we had a little bit more team speed collectively than we've had in past years, but they impressed me the way that they reacted and flew to the ball, trusted their keys, and they were there making plays, turned them over a couple times, two fumble recoveries, two interceptions. One of those interceptions went to the house because guys got on blocks, and we made a couple moves and made guys miss. It was an impressive play by Shaldoni.
Well, the other thing, when you have a bunch of veterans, it would seem it's easier to show discipline in that first game, whereas kids who are learning, they might have to think too much sometimes. How was the discipline against Tech?
It was really good. Couple penalties, but nothing, you know, the typical first week pre-snap penalties, they were almost non-existent for us. Really proud of the discipline these guys played with. And like I said, they understood assignments and executed exceptionally well, and they had some fun out there.
All right, great start for Amesbury. Coach, what's on the agenda next now?
We're over at Triton on the road for the second straight week. And then after that, it's a bye, and then we get our first home game with Pentucket coming in.
Triton always starts out pretty well. Right. What do you expect?
Right next, yep.
I'm sorry, what do you expect from them? What do you look from them?
Well, Coach Melanson, he's a single-wing guru, based on everything that I've read and everything I see on tape. So it's a little bit of a different look, Triton, but they're doing things that I think play really well to their community and the type of kids they have. They've always had tough kids over there. Respect them greatly, and I think their offensive play style now is really complementary to the type of kids they have. So it's one of those like old school football games. We're in the straight T double tight. They're running the single wing, some spinner series stuff, and they're really getting after it. So it should be a quick one with the ball on the ground. I think we had them at 96% run plays. We only threw the ball once in our game on Friday night. So it's going to be a lot of balls on, you know, a lot of run plays on the ground, and should be a pretty quick one in terms of how the clock moves, but it'll be physical and it should be a good test for us.
I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. That's excellent. Coach, I'm looking forward to talking with you again during the season as often as possible, and thank you for taking the time. Congratulations on the first win, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rick. I'll talk to you soon.
Very good. Bye-bye. That is Amesbury football coach Colin McQueen. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.